From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Protests continue in Iran a week after they initially began, leaving at least 21 people dead. The government has blamed the protests on foreign influence, but observers say that is not the case. Rutgers University professor Hushang Amiramadi said those protesting were average Iranians.
It is the people versus the regime. And the regime needs to really think seriously about what it is that it's doing.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said in an interview with VOA that the people of Iran have the full support of the current U.S. government. U.S. President Donald Trump claimed Thursday he was responsible for a scheduled resumption of talks between North and South Korea, posting on Twitter the impetus was his firm and strong leadership. Mariam Diallo has more.
Trump tweeted that with all of the failed experts weighing in, does anybody really believe that talks and dialogue would be going on between North and South Korea right now if it wasn't firm, strong, and willing to commit our total might against the North? On Wednesday, the two countries reopened a cross-border hotline that had been shut down since 2016. The Associated Press stated that South Korea confirmed that officials from both countries talked for 20 minutes. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
The United States and South Korea have decided to delay joint military exercises until after the Pyeongchang Winter Games next month, according to officials from both countries. South Korea's Blue House, the presidential office, said the decision came during a phone call between the U.S. president and South Korean President Moon Jae-in earlier on Thursday. This is VOA News. At least